वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय
ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय.
We're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 26, Fundamental Principles of Material Nature, Text Number 20 and 21.
Třetí zpěv Šrimad Bhagavatam, kapitola 26. Základní složky hmotné přírody, sloka 20 a 21.
So to help us understand these verses and purports we just heard, we should think of Srila Prabhupada's explanation of the Chatur Vyuha.
My jsme mohli lépe pochopit ty sloky a jejich výklady, měli bychom uvažovat o pravopárově vysvětlení Chaturvyuhy.
So Chaturvyuha, Chatur of course means four, and Vyuha means formation or array.
Chatur znamená čtyři a Vyuha znamená formace, řada.
Just like in Bhagavad Gita, in Srila Prabhupada's translation, it is said that the armies were arrayed on the battlefield of Kurukshetra.
Jako v Bhagavad Gita píše Srila Prabhupada, že armády byly seřazené na bitevním poli Kurukshetra.
So the also the word in Sanskrit for military formation is vyuha.
Takže i slovíčko pro vojenskou formaci je v sanskritu vyuha.
So around Lord Narayan, who is of course Lord Krishna's expansion, there is a formation of four forms of Vishnu.
Kolem Narayana, který je samozřejmě expanzí Krishny, je formace čtyř podob Vishnua.
And as Srila Prabhupada describes this formation, we can simply think of four sides of Narayan, like a square.
Srila Prabhupada vysvětluje, že o této formaci můžeme uvažovat jako o čtyřech stranách Narayana, jako čtverec.
So the first form of these four is Lord Vasudev.
První podoba z těchto čtyř je pán Vasudev.
And as we've heard, Lord Vasudev is the Lord of the Shuddha Sattva, Lord of pure, unadulterated goodness.
Jak jsme slyšeli, pán Vasudev je pánem Shuddha Sattvy, neboli čistého, neznečištěného dobra.
So, in the beginning, very beginning of the material manifestation, everything is in the pure mode of goodness.
Na úplném počátku hmotného projevení je všechno v čistém dobru.
We heard in the purport Srila Prabhupada say that Vasudev is alone. That means in this state of pure goodness, the Lord and His energy are understood as non-different. So this is, as we've heard Srila Prabhupada explain, this is the state of Krishna consciousness. One who is in full Krishna consciousness sees like that this energy displayed before us is non-different from Krishna. Now that doesn't mean, of course, that the mouse is Krishna, the ant is Krishna, and that we are Krishna.
Samozřejmě neznamená, že myš nebo mravenec jsou Krishna nebo my jsme Krishna.
It means that all things displayed in this material world have no other purpose than to serve Krishna.
Znamená to, že všechny věci projevené v tomto světě nemají jiný účel než sloužit Krishnovi.
So then as the manifestation unfolds, then the next side of the vyuha is Lord Sankarshan.
Jak se dále odkrývá ten projev, tak další stranou čaturvyuhy je pan Sankarshan.
Lord Sankarshan is the Lord of the mode of ignorance.
Pan Sankarshan je pánem kvality nevědomosti.
So, Now, he manifests the sense objects.
On projevuje smyslové předměty.
Which means the Mahabhutas, the five gross elements.
Znamená pět hrubohmotných prvků.
Beginning with,
počínaje
who knows?
Kdoví?
What's the first of the five elements?
Ether.
Ether. Yes, and what travels in ether? Sound. Yes. So this sound, shabda, is the Vedic sound.
Zvuk shabda, znamená vedský zvuk.
The Vedic sound emanates from Lord Sankarshan, or Mahavishnu, as he breathes out.
Vedský zvuk pochází z pana Sankarshana nebo Mahavishnu, a když vydechuje.
And Bhagavatam says, this sound vibration bewilders the living entities.
Bhagavatam říká, že tato zvuková vibrace mate živé bytosti.
So this is what is meant by the mode of ignorance, bewilderment.
A to je míněno kvůli tomu nevědomosti, zmatenost.
So now, you may be wondering, how is it that the Vedic sound, the original shabda, is the source of bewilderment?
Můžete se divit, jak může být původní vědecký zvuk nebo šabda zdrojem zmatku.
When we understand that the Vedic sound is the source of knowledge.
Přitom chápeme, že vědecký zvuk je zdrojem poznání.
That the living entity is delivered from illusion by Vedic sound.
Vědecký zvuk osvobozuje živobytost z iluze.
So that is explained in Srimad Bhagavatam in the second canto. Sabdasya hi brahmana esha panta yanna marupa jyati dhi apartai. Yes, pari brahmams Hare Krishna. Pari brahmams tatrna vindati artam maya maye maya maye, yes, vashanaya shayanaha, that it is the way the Vedic sound is presented that is bewildering. Because as the Vedic sound emanates from Lord Sankarshan, then one after the other, these sense objects appear out of it. In the form of nama and rupa. Nama means name, and rupa means forms. So, the whole, Srila Prabhupada often said, this whole material world consists of names and forms. So, yannama rupa dhir jayati, that the intelligence then becomes bewildered, contemplating all these names and forms. And in this bewilderment, then one begins to meditate upon sense enjoyment. So, the conclusion is maya maye vashanaya shayanaha, that in this way one becomes like a sleeper who is dreaming of so many illusions. So Mahavishnu, Lord Mahavishnu, he is always sleeping, but his sleep is transcendental, and the dreams that he is having are we're experiencing as so-called reality. So we are bewildered taking that to be reality. So then, as the vyuha unfolds more, then comes Lord Pradyumna. Who is the Lord of the mode of passion. From him manifests material intelligence, embodied as Brahma.
rozdělená jako Brahma.
Lord Pradyumna is actually the Garbhodakasha Vishnu.
Pan Pradyumna je vlastně Garbhodakasha Vishnu.
And so from him appears Lord Brahma, who is the form of material intelligence. And also from Lord Pradyumna appear the senses, which are all manifested from the mode of passion. And then the final feature of the Chaturvyuha is Lord Aniruddha, who is the Lord of the material mode of goodness. He is the Lord of the mind. And the demigods are all in the mode of material goodness. So Aniruddha is Chirodakasha Vishnu, the super soul. So by understanding the manifestation of Chaturvyuha, it can help us understand the whole material manifestation.
Pochopit celé projevení Chaturvyuhy nám pomůže pochopit celý hmotný projev.
And Srila Prabhupada says the same thing is taking place in our heart.
Srila Prabhupada říká, že totéž se děje v našem srdci.
Lord Vasudev is there. He is Paramatma.
Pan Vasudev je tam jako Paramatma.
And due to our bewilderment, you see, we have, our consciousness has become covered by sense objects, senses, material mind.
Kvůli naší zmatenosti bylo naše vědomí zakryté smyslovými předměty, smysly a myslí,
which are controlled by Sankarshan, Pradyumna and Aniruddha.
Kterým vládnou Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Aniruddha.
So that bewilderment comes about because we are not firmly situated in Krishna consciousness.
Ta zmatenost nastává, protože nejsme pevně umístěni ve vědomí Krišny.
Although in the very beginning there is Vasudev Sattva.
Když na úplném počátku je Vasudev Sattva.
Just like I'm now speaking of the Lord in the heart, our situation in this body. So in the very beginning, when we were still within the womb of our mother, we became for a short time Krishna conscious.
Jako teď mluvím o pánu Vasudevovi v našem srdci, a když my jsme byli úplně na počátku ještě v lůně matky, tak jsme všichni byli po krátkou dobu si vědomi Krishny.
Who knows what I'm referring to?
Kdo ví, o čem mluvím?
Before we were born, what did we understand?
My jsme se narodili, co jsme pochopili, co jsme chápali.
You've not read this?
Prayers. Prayers in the womb.
Yes. We were making prayers to the Lord in the womb.
Modlili jsme se k Pánovi v lůně.
Because we could remember, Prabhupada says, up to 100 past births.
Takže, jak říká Prabhupada, vzpomněli jsme se na 100 minulých životů.
And we could understand that taking birth again is very horrible.
Chápali jsme, že znova se narodit je velice hrozné.
And we could understand that we've had to take so many births because of forgetting the Lord again and again.
Chápali jsme, že jsme se museli tolikrát rodit předtím, protože jsme znova zapomínali na Pána.
So there was Vasudev Sattva consciousness within the womb. But then we took birth and we became bewildered by Nama Rupa, all the names and forms around us.
V lůně bylo vědomí Vasudeva Sattva, ale pak jsme se narodili a začali jsme být zmatení kvůli všem podobám a jménům kolem nás.
Beginning with mama and papa.
Začínají mama, papa.
So in this way, we became bewildered by the senses, the sense objects, the senses, the mind. And in that bewilderment, then we act wrongly and create more karma. So therefore, the spiritual master appears as the external representative of Supersoul. to correct our wrong understanding of nama rupa.
Aby napravil naše špatné chápání, co je to nama a rupa.
Name and form.
Jméno a podoba.
Which all are manifestations of the shabda, the Vedic sound.
Což jsou všechno projevy vedského zvuku.
Shabda Brahma, the spiritual sound.
Duchovního zvuku, shabda Brahma.
So how the spiritual master corrects that misunderstanding? Well, you're seeing in the ceremony today. The spiritual master gives the holy name of Krishna, this nama. And he instructs how to worship the rupa, the transcendental form of Krishna. And his disciples take this transcendental nam and rupa with a vow not to become bewildered again. By chanting the holy name and by worshipping the form of the Lord without aparad, without offense.
Takže budou zpívat svaté jméno a uctívat Prabhu Pána bez přestupku.
Because it is this aparad, this offensiveness, which is the cause of our fall down.
Takže právě tyhle přestupky jsou příčinou našeho poklesnutí.
Hmm. This is how one falls down from Vasudev Sattva platform.
To je vlastně způsob, jakým člověk klesá z té úrovně Vasudeva Sattva.
Mm-hmm. So, there are 10 offenses to the chanting of the holy name of Krishna. And the first is sadhuninda, to blaspheme the devotees of the Lord who are engaged in spreading Krishna consciousness throughout the world. The second is to take the names of the demigods to be independent from or the same as, of equal value as, the holy name of Lord Vishnu. The third offense is to disrespect and disobey the spiritual master. Fourth offense is Shruti Shastra Ninda, to blaspheme the Vedic literatures and also literatures, as Prabhupada says, in pursuance of the Vedic version or literatures, which, in other words, explain the Vedas. And the fifth offense is to consider that the glories of the chanting of the holy name are exaggeration. The sixth offense is to think that the glories of the holy name are imaginary. The seventh offense is to commit sins on the strength of chanting the holy name. And the next offense is to compare the chanting of the holy name of the Lord to mundane pious activities. The ninth offense is to instruct faithless persons who have no understanding of the holy name of the Lord, to instruct them in the chanting of the holy name.
A devátý je poučovat osoby, které nemají víru ve zpívání ani žádné pochopení svatého jména o zpívání svatého jména.
And the tenth offense is to remain attached to conceptions of I, me, and mine. In spite of hearing so many instructions against this. So, if we receive the holy name, Krishna Nama, and the worship of the form of the Lord, Krishna Rupa, from the spiritual master, and avoid these 10 offenses, then we will be fixed in Vasudeva Sattva. pure goodness, pure Krishna consciousness.
Když od duchovního mistra přijmeme svaté jméno a uctívání transcendentální podoby pána a budeme se vyhýbat těmto přestupkům, tak budeme na úrovni Vasudeva Sattva neboli čistého vědomí.
So today also Susangajat is receiving the Gayatri mantra, and this Gayatri mantra will qualify him to worship the rupa, the form of Krishna.
Dnes Susangajata taky dostává Gayatri mantru a toho kvalifikuje, aby uctíval podobu Krishna.
So the same instruction is there. Whether first initiate or second initiate, in order to be successful, one must avoid offenses.
Ať se jedná o první nebo druhé zasvěcení, tak ona nemusí být, se vyhýbat přestupkům, aby byl úspěšný.
Because it's these offenses which cause us to misunderstand the Vedic sound and to again become bewildered by lust.
Takže tyhle přestupky jsou příčinou, proč špatně chápeme vědecký zvuk a jsme zmatení v tíče.
And fall down to the platform of material mind, material senses, material sense objects.
A klesáme na úroveň hmotné mysli, hmotných smyslů a hmotných smyslových předmětů.
Hare Krishna. So, what time is it? Are there any questions before we continue? So if you move this out of the way, when I call you, you come here and bow down with your head in this direction. Dr. Peter, what are the four regulative principles?
Not eating meat, eggs and fish. Not intoxication. Not illicit sex. Not gambling.
And how many rounds will you chant every day?
60 rounds every day.
Ekadasi?
25
yes. Rounds. So your name is Payaspati Das. Four regulative principles.
No meat, eating, fish, or eggs. No gambling, no sex, no intoxication.
How many rounds?
16 rounds every day.
Courtesy.
25.
Your name is Rohita Das. Rohita is a name of one of Lord Krishna's sons. Also, he was another Rohita was the son of Maharaj Harishchandra, and he is described in the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam.
Jeden Rohita je syn pana Krishny a další Rohita je syn Maharaja Harishchandry, o kterém se píše v devátém zpěvu Bhagavatam.
Hare Krishna. You'll get the mantra upstairs after the sacrifice.